just make initial muzakara of how to give adhan. All of us sometimes or the other we have to give adhan. And Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, adhan is given loudly over the mic. That is normal. Sometimes we give just the mantra ourselves. He says, let us at least make an effort that our adhan becomes correct. Most of the adhans, in fact, the Haramain adhans are also not correct. The adhans of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif are also not according to Sunnah. When Maulana was there, one year he wrote to, there is one section, you can put your suggestions, complaints. So he wrote. And then he said the next adhan was correct. But after that again it went on its own way. So Maulana should stress a lot, let us at least get our adhans in order. One, in the time of Maulana Thami Rahmatullah Ali, one woman accepted Islam in Madras, South India. But the Muaddin gave such a adhan, after that she got very, very disillusioned. And she became murtad again. So adhan is very, very important. And it is such a great ibadah that on the day of Qiyamah, the Muazzineen will be given a special position, those who used to give adhan. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi, when he should travel with his friends, with his sahibs, imamat he shouldn't make, he should try and stay away from imam. But he should be very eager and very go in front to give adhan. So adhan we should have shock to give also, and we should give it correctly also. And normally, like everything else, we just take for granted. Adhan, we all know how to give adhan. But the correct sunnat way, very seldom we give. And also the virtue of giving adhan is so great, and a great thing which is very, very short fall in us, is that we don't reply to adhan, and we don't respect adhan. When adhan is going, we still just carry on talking all the time. And the reply of adhan also, we seldom give. And a person who replies to adhan, says the words, what the Muaddin says, besides Hayya ala salah and Hayya ala salah. So a person who replies to adhan, says the same words. And there is also one important thing, in replying to adhan, you must say the same words as the Muazzin says, besides Hayya ala salah and Hayya al Falah, where you won't say that, but you'll say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So in there also we'll notice, if we think about it, we will realize that the Muazzin does not say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when we reply, we say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whereas actually, that place is not to read Durood Sharif. Because it comes in the hadith that say the same words as what the Muazzin says. Besides, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah. Thumma sallu alayhi. And then after that, you must read Durood. So Durood is after adhan. Not, the Muaddin does not say Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. And many of us, we don't say Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. We say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And many of us, when Adhan starts, we say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And then we carry on doing or we don't reply. At the end again, La ilaha illallah. So we just did the beginning and the end. And according to some rule, you got the beginning and you got the end, got everything. So we are happy we got everything. But it's not like that, we must give a jawab of the hope. Then after adhan, then use the time for Durood Sharif. Then you must read Durood Sharif. And then you read the dua of wasila. Wasila. Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma. You read the dua. A person who does this, hallat lahu shafa'ati. Wajabat lahu shafa'ati. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, for me to intercede for him has become wajib, compulsory. I have to intercede for that person. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has quoted this as one of the prescriptions to die on Iman. Because O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on Qiyamah's Day will only intercede for the believers. So So when he says, I will have to intercede for them, so they will have to die on imam, so that I can intercede for them. So a person will get the intercession, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we reply to Adhan. The muazzin will get a high position. Those who reply will get the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's very, very important. Adhan is a great ibadah. It's a shi'ar of Islam, one of the signposts. Adhan is called out in those days right at the top of the minara, everyone could hear. Today it's called out on the mic, everyone can hear. So it's a very important aspect of our deen. So the Adhan first is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That must be said in one breath. And here, the rules of Tajweed do not apply also. And in any case, in Allahu Akbar, there is no mad. But we find generally the muazzins make mad. They pull it very long. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And there are two things which muazzins generally make a mistake. One is, one time Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was sitting in the Haram of Makkah. And this azan carries on there also. So he says this azan, one is the long mad. So long mad, there is no so long mad even in Tajweed. And there is no mad here also. And then again, that is one mistake, the pulling of it so long. And then the pulling of it with this like sound waves up and down, like a snake. Afsam Kitab, up and down. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And unfortunately, many of us, because of our ignorance, we regard that sing-song tune, Adhan, we regard that as a nice azan. Whereas that is against sunnah. So it should be Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, like that. Azan is an announcement. Just like in Jamaat we go, there's one announcement, and the announcement is made for the bayan. But some new satis, once long ago we went in Jamaat, one brother joined us from Dundee. He was a school teacher, and usually a new brother is emotional also. He gets quite emotional. So we told him after a few days, make a elan. So he made an elan, and he said that after namaz will be bayan, Maulana, and I'll just give you a gist of the bayan. So he made a whole bayan in the elan. So adhan is an elan. Don't make it a bayan. Bayan will come, namaz will come in detail, everything. But the adhan must be adhan, announcement, must be elan. So Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and then you break your breath. Then again, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Then Ashhadu an la, there is a mad here. Ashhadu an la, but the mad is not so long, that we pull so long. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And Ashhadu an la ilaha. Ha. Ha zabat. Ha. But many of us pronounce it ha. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And some of our Muslims, Malawis, some of them very beautiful, the Quran reading, but some of them you can't even make out what they say. And some adhans are pulled so long that when he's finished with, then you don't know what he said. You have to reply. But you don't even remember what he said. So long he put. So that should not be the case. So, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And not so short also, how much there is permissibility. Pull it little bit, but not over the limit. Twice, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And also, Hadrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the famous Muazzin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Abdullah ibn Ummi Maktoum radiyallahu ta'ala anhu also. He was also one of the regular Muazzins of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu should put his two fingers in the ears and give azan. Hadrat Abdullah ibn Maktoum radiyallahu ta'ala should put his hands on his ears. The whole object is, because you giving azan, and azan must be loud, and it will affect your eardrums. So you close your ears so that you don't, it doesn't affect your eardrums. Whether you do it this way is also correct, or whether you do it this way. But you're closing your eardrums so that that loud azan which you have to call out, which you have to call out loudly like shouting, doesn't affect your ears. So you can do it both ways. So after Shadu La Ilaha Illa, so it mustn't be too short also and not too long also. And it mustn't be like Iqamat also. Some people give Azan just one way, rattling it off. That also not. The pauses in between must be also there. And Azan must be Azan. Takbir Iqamat must be Iqamat. That will be different. Ashadu anna, there is gunna there, ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. We say that properly. And also, yeah, in all of this, we shouldn't, that long pulling, and that's like a snake moving. That shouldn't be there. Many, in the first, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, they say it normally. But the second one, then they pull it long. Ashadu an la, la ilaha illallah. And it goes so long. Breath just doesn't get finished. I think Abdul Samad Basi should also be surprised what long breath they got. It just carries on and on. So it must be properly done. Ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. When hayya ala salah, the chest must remain towards qibla. Mustn't turn your chest. Like many drivers, when they turn, they also turn. So you don't have to turn, you just turn the steering wheel. But you must look in front. You don't go and look, you're turning this side and you're looking this side, what's happening in front. So the chest in Adhan must be towards Qibla. And the head must turn. Hayya ala salah. And you finish your Hayya ala salah, yeah. Then you bring your head back again. Then again, Hayya ala salah. Two times. Then Hayya ala falah. And you must turn your head completely. Because now you are calling to the mass. Especially when it was in the days of before on the Minara. So let the voice go all. This you are giving voice, your azan this way. So the sound is more going this way. Now, Hayya ala salah, let the people on this side also. Hayya ala falah, let the people on this side also. The object of azan is to let the people, to inform the people. It mustn't be so long also, it mustn't be so short that they hardly knew, no, azan happened and it's finished already. In the days of before, in Masjid Nabawi, the main muazzin used to be where he is still today, just behind the Imam's place at the back on that high platform. But then on all four minaras, there used to be muazzins there also. And each one should give azan on that places also. So after he calls out, then they should repeat it again. Object is that the sound must reach everywhere. But now mic system is as such, it has replaced the original way, the mic, the sound reaches everywhere. So, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Not so short how I'm saying it, and the Muazzin will say it will be a bit long. But there mustn't be too much of pudding. And then after that, even for the Muazzin, we should read Durood Sharif now. Now is the time to read Durood. And then to make the dua. And on the dua there is great, great benefit. We should. Person's iman is guaranteed on that. Your iman will come, or maut will come on the iman. That is for adhan. The person who gives azan, it is his right to give takbir, iqama. Many times some people have shock, sometimes it's like a mutawalli or somebody, so he overrides the right of the muazzin, which is not correct. He should take permission from the muazzin. Also, one beautiful example is given by one great sheikh of the Tasawwuf, Imam Shayarani, rahmatullah alayh. He says that if there's a king, and the king makes announcement that every day I will allow 5 minutes, whoever comes and asks whatever he wants, I will give him. He hasn't got a job, I'll give him a job. He hasn't got a house, I'll give him a house. Whatever he wants, I will give him. So how people will go mad for that 5 minutes. And if that king moves that time, sometimes it's middle of the night, sometimes it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, all different times, people will camp there. That I mustn't miss out. Allah Ta'ala makes this announcement 5 times a day. Between Adhan and Iqamah, whatever dua you make, Allah accepts it. So that's a time to make dua. But we are very, very negligent in that. You should try it, and with the dua, make sati namasi. Doesn't mean you have to sati namasi. You are coming from home, you are walking, you are driving, you can make the dua. When we are going for namaz, most of us, we go after adhan is finished. We are going to the masjid now, we make our sunnats at home, or we are going to make the sunnats in the masjid. But while we are moving, that's a time to engage in duas. Because it's a time between adhan and takbir. Haji Bhai Padia, marhum, used to be very particular and used to become quite upset when especially Maghrib time especially, these duas are more accepted. So he should say that, allow some time. When the muaddin finishes his adhan, and usually it's at a place out of the masjid, so till he comes here, don't rush it. Sometimes the muaddin finishes adhan, somebody else is giving takbir. And then there is no time for dua in between. So you mustn't waste time also in your making of your maghrib. But don't also rush it so much. That's a time when duas are readily accepted. And till today we see people, especially maghrib time, they got a habit. They are sitting in the masjid and they are making dua. And usually the dua finishes when adhan starts. And the actual time of the acceptance of the dua is after the adhan to iqamah. That time also duas are accepted. It's a great time. Change of the inna fi khalq as-samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar. It's a great occasion. And that time also. But according to the hadith, that between adhan and iqama duas are accepted. And at that time, nobody really makes duas. Yeah, in Haramain Sharifain you find, especially in Medina Sharif, there they read the two sunnats also, Hanbali Mazhab. Shafis also, if they read two sunnahs. So many people make dua at that time. And for dua, doesn't mean you have to pick up your hands, it's an adab of dua. But there is a dua which is muraqabai dua. That means just in your heart you make dua. So after adhan, read the dua, sunnah, read Durood Sharif, read the dua, and then make all duas in your heart. The iqamah is given, that's a very, very, very valuable time. Especially Maghrib time, it's a very valuable time. Iqamah, it's not necessary that the muaddin has to stand directly behind the imam, wherever he gets placed, if he gets placed there. On the other hand, though it is not necessary that that is his place, but unfortunately, almost everywhere we take it for granted the muaddin will come and he steps stand behind the imam. And if somebody takes his place, some places they fight also about it. And the muaddin himself seldom fights, but other people, why you took the muaddin's place? So try and avoid any where people don't understand, they don't have the knowledge. So avoid a confrontation, a fight, we don't need that. This is also Shaitan's way. There is a time to make dua and he'll put us into fight. That why you came and give a takbir, etc. So takbir, wherever the muaddin finds his place, the mukabbir, he will give his azan from there, takbir from there. And takbir is little different from azan. Azan, Allahu Akbar, one prayer. Then again, Allahu Akbar, one prayer. But in takbir, every two words go in one prayer. So, yeah, Allahu Akbar was separate. Allahu Akbar was separate. Yeah, in takbir, both go together. In one prayer. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. In one prayer. Then, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, in adhan, are two separate prayers. But in takbir, one prayer. You say it in one prayer. Ashhadu an, and also, yeah, the rule of tajweed does not apply. According to tajweed, if you join Ashhadu an la, even Allahu Akbar, if you join it, then you read Allahu Akbaru, where you stop, you make a jaza. But where you don't stop, you read the Zabar Zayd, whatever it is. So, but yeah, Allahu Akbar, not Allahu Akbaru, Allahu Akbar. And if you join, it is not also Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. No, you make jazm. Same thing, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. You make jazm there. You don't read the harkat, the zabar zair there. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. In one breath. Then ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, not ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullahi, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Some people read like that. So in one breath, but with jazm. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. In one breath. I'm stealing a breath. My breath gets finished. But it must be in one breath. You mustn't steal. Qaris go quite a bit, they steal a breath also. And they make their breaths very long also. So it must be in one breath. Then, hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah. In one breath. And you must turn your head to the right for both. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah. Not, you bring your head back again. Both of them, you turn your breath to the qibla. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah. And not hayya ala salati, hayya ala salah. Many read like that also. You make jazm there. But in one breath. Then again this said, hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala al-falah. Not hayya ala al-falahi. Just hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala al-falah. Then again, now the last two together, that's a bit longer breath. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, in one breath. And also, you don't show the page there. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, no. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. That is how the takbir should be given. When the muadzin, the mukabbir says, Hayya ala, what is it? Qad qamati salah. Yeah, also, Qad qamati salah. Qad qamati salah, not qad qamati salah too. Qad qamati salah. Many of the muazzins, they make that pesh, they make it zahir, but it shouldn't be made zahir. Reply of qad qamati salah is, what is it? Aqamaha Allahu wa adamaha. We should read that softly. We should read it. And sometimes, if Allah gives us that level of sincerity, we're not doing it for show, but to teach somebody, to remind somebody, read it little loudly. Very little. But if for a person who's still in the start and is doubt that perhaps I'm doing it to show that I know, then for him safer is to read it softly. But if you have that level and you know you're only doing it for Allah's pleasure, somebody will learn, somebody will be reminded, then you can say it a little bit loudly. Like Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, his father when he used to go in the masjid with his murids, and sometimes he should read the dua loudly. Huh? Very loudly, but that they can hear to remind. But this is for a muntahi, a person who has reached the higher level, and now he's got it under control that he's only doing it for Allah's pleasure. He's not doing it to show anyone. And that's also a great point we should learn. That, for example, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us that riyaru shaykh afzalu min ikhlasil murid. The show of the shaykh is more better than the ikhlas of the murid. Then Hazrat gave an example of that. That shaykh who has really become a shaykh, not just by name, but actually he has become a shaykh. He usually makes his tahajjud in his room quietly, but murids have come. So now to encourage them, he comes and make tahajjud where they are. To encourage them. He's doing it still only for Allah's pleasure, but to encourage them also. This namaz of Salatul Tasbih, Juma we have to read. It wasn't a namaz that was known in the people. So Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah, all our great buzurgs, they should come and read it right in front on Friday. In fact, in the first saf they should read. And for this reason, that the people get encouraged. That they also come to know that what namaz they are making. Salatul Tasbih is a different namaz, long in ruku, long in between ruku and sajda, all that. And the people will ask, so people will come to know. So if a person has that ikhlas, no problem. He will get more sawab, that he's teaching somebody, and he's reminding people. So in this way, the iqamah should be given. Any questions?
People giving us Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Yeah. Lot of mistakes are made.
So there's no page.
No. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
When the Muslim says, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, I don't know if I heard it, maybe I
That is before the Azan. When the Azan starts.
Before the Azan.
There is a riwayat, though it is, there is different views, but person when the Azan starts, you read, Marhaban bil qailin ahla wa bis salati marhaban wa ahla. 200,000, or no, 100,000 multiplied by, it comes to 1 million or 10 million more sawabs ayat. It's a call of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But you can read it, but don't read it with the niyat of sunnah that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then at that time you read, وَأَنَا أَشْهَدُ وَاللَّا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. That comes in the revive when Azan starts also. وَأَنَا أَشْهَدُ وَاللَّا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِسَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ
صَلَّى
اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. واصبح علينا من فضلك then you start الله أكبر. And also very important, especially those who are imams, and not only imams, the ulama in a town. We hearing for years and years our muazzin is not giving correct azan, but we don't pay any attention to it. We just passing it off and we don't pay any attention to correct the muazzin. If we give him 5 minutes a day, in a 1 week, 2 weeks, his azan will be correct. And we'll get that sawab all the time. And we'll be safe from, and that is a guna on our side. That it is a munkar in front of us, which is happening. And we have got the means to change that munkar. But we just don't pay any attention. And if the, most of the muadrins, they won't take objection if you tell them nicely. We let us sit down and we make muzakara, we practice our adhan and our ifama, they won't take off. Maybe you do get some, but you can win him over, give him some hadiah, present for a few days, for a few weeks, and that his heart will soften. And if we will correct him, his whole life he'll give correct adhan, we're going to get this off. And if we don't, we must be happy that we are making imamat, I'm such a pious man, I'm a maulana, but we are in guna, because we're not correcting a munkar. And that is a very serious guna, not to correct a munkar. But unfortunately, we don't pay attention to this, we don't pay heed. Even we can correct the adhan in Haramain Sharifain, where there is that office where you can go and put your suggestion. You can write a note and go and put it. But before we think of Haramain Sharifain, think of our own masjids. Correct the adhans. Any other question or answer?
Khutbatain
in the Imams at an Imam. Is that Azan or is it a Niqamat? Can you reply to that? In your heart. This is another very important point also for Imams and Ulama and Mutawallis also, but unfortunately most Mutawallis don't have knowledge of Deen. They are not Deen inclined, many also. And this is becoming more and more, even in where good people, like even in Darul Uloom, this is becoming more where they are supposed to be, all ulama and deen is supposed to be proper there, is that the mic that we are putting. Once the imam gets up to give up his khutbah, at that time, if somebody is talking and you tell him keep quiet, that is also wrong. There must be no other words you speak, no other actions. Now you must pay full attention. The minute the imam, إِذَا خَرَجَ الْإِمَامِ, when the imam gets up and he's going now to the minbar, now no kalam also. If somebody is doing wrong, don't even tell him, keep quiet. فَخَدْ لَغَوْتَ. You did wrong. You didn't, it wasn't, you shouldn't have told him. And today, if people making salam also. If, for example, you're outside invited a person to come give bayan there. Now you just reach that time, people are making salam with you also. While the imam is giving khutbah, you are sitting down. They are giving, they are making salam also. And the thing, the mic that is being put, so much mic is moved this way. And every week they are putting the mic. Haven't they learned just how to make it? And we spend so much money on the masjid. Why can't we have one mic for the imam if we have to have a mic? That's a separate thing, whether the mic should be there or not. But if you're having a mic, then have one mic. This mic from the khutbah minbar, now you're taking this mic, and then you're pulling the thing longer, and then it's putting it this way. That is very, very wrong. There should be almost nothing that is happening like that. The mic must be put ready, the imam goes and said, gives this to adhan, khutbah. And then he gets off, there's another mic there, that mic is ready on its place. He must, every week is the same imam. So, what is the difficulty? But so much we see they are fiddling with the mic. Everyone wants attention. Some get attention by fiddling with the mic. That is pulling their thing longer this way. He's putting it this way. So in that way, because everyone is watching him. And that's again another big weakness we have got. Like now we are sitting also. If something has to fall at the back or something, all of us will start looking there. That is against the adab of listening. Listening is whatever wants to happen, let it happen. We were in Europe, one of the countries, I can't remember, in Jamaat, and there was an Arab alim, and he was giving a bayan. And then in that some noise happened, and everyone looks there. He became very, very angry. He said, even if the ceiling falls down, you must not worry. You listen to what I got to say. You are listening to a bayan, listen to it properly. And this is especially for Quran. But today with Para a Day, everywhere Radio Islam is on, all are listening to Para a Day and all are doing their own thing. One friend of mine who was very keen, ardent listener of Radio Islam, he was a mechanic, he had got a garage, he's working all in his garage, everything, but Para is playing also. There is no barakat in that. We want to keep it for barakat. This Bay Adabi, we are losing even whatever little barakat. The woman in the house, they're doing all their own work, and they're listening to Para Adi. Hey, this is more Bay Adabi. There is not Adab. And this is not you learning when you are not even paying any attention. You are doing your own thing all the time. So when the khutbah goes also, full attention a person should, even if you don't understand. How in namaz we're supposed to pay attention. Khutbah also we're supposed to pay full attention. Mustn't do any other things in between.
In second khutbah, many people read the khutbah when the imam
reads the khutbah. That also is not correct. Must read it in your heart. And between the two khutbahs, du'as are very readily accepted. But in your heart, not with your tongue. Not lifting your hand. Not with your tongue, just in your heart you must make.
So to repeat, you see people when the imam is reading the khutbah, it's a shadow on the finger goes up, is it?
It shouldn't. If it's just involuntarily, it's different, but it shouldn't.
But the adhan, is it the giving of the adhan in the khutbah? Is it that the place of the muazzin should be in front of the imam?
Yeah, that's another thing. Many people are suffering from inferiority complex and that. And the person giving the adhan stands one side, or he stands not in front, he must be in front of the imam.
In front of the imam.
Yeah. And not far away from the imam also. Like for example, here, he must stand here, not there. Too much Salafi influence on us, and we don't realize it.
You're saying the Ameen in the second khutbah?
Softly, in the heart. Just like when the, and this is also a thing which perhaps we are weak in, when Surah Fatiha completes, the Imam must also say Imam, Ameen, softly. And the Muqtadi also, Hanafis, must say softly. And the Farishtas say Ameen. And whose Ameen coincides with the Ameen of the Farishtas, then that person's du'as are accepted. Great fazilet for that person.
Softly meaning with a tongue or what?
In the heart.
In the heart.
Oh, jinn.
In the mouth, it means nobody, the person next door to you mustn't hear you speak.
Fajr al-Adhan, as-salatu khayru min an-nawm. Must you say that or say, Ya sadaqta, Ya
barakta. Sadaqta wa barakta. Sadaqta wa barakta. And that also must pronounce it correctly, one good person. He should say with shock, he should give Ramzan all got more shock in it. He should say Saddaqta. And Saddaqta means you gave charity. And Saddaqta, you said the truth. And the occasion of this is also a very beautiful when This As-Salatu Khayru Minan Nawm was added to the Adhan. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should make his sunnats at home, and then he should wait at home, he should lie down a little bit. Then when Jamaat is ready, as Bilal should come and call Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he came one occasion and came and he said, As-Salatu Qaimatun. As-Salatu Qaimatun. So Namaz is ready. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha replied, when Nabiyyu Na'imatun. Nabi is sleeping. Namaz is ready and Nabi is sleeping. So then Hazrat Bilal started going away again and he said, As-Salatu Khayru Minan Nawm. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam became so happy with these words, he said, tell Hazrat Bilal to make him put it in Azan, in Fajr Azan. As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. Any other points one in Musa? Azan?
After Azan, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.
At the end of Azan?
Ji.
No, only. Muhammad said La ilaha illallah, we also just said. Then you read your durood. But the Muaddin only said, La ilaha illallah. We also only said so much. A great, great important aspect of deen is not to add, but to submit. Sometimes in Jewish we add. What right we got to add to the deen of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? We mustn't subtract anything also. We mustn't add. And that is a great benefit of being with ulama al-haq. They will teach us. Otherwise, usually you go with the others, ulama, they too much which are bid'at. This is what's wrong. It is also nice. Add this also, like at the end of Adhan, La ilaha illallah. What's wrong with Muhammadur Rasulullah? So you'll add little here, you'll add little there, you'll get a different picture. Like there was a child born in the palace, the queen gave birth to a baby. So the people all big thing, and the child gave birth like a Buckingham Palace, a child is born, the whole world is talking about it. And so the palace, the queen gave birth to a child, so everyone talking about it. Then everyone asking also, so somebody said, the child is a bit dark in complexion, the child that is born. Somebody said, the child is black. Somebody said, black like a crow. Then some of the news ran further that a crow was born. The queen gave birth to a crow. Not a baby, a human baby, but gave birth to a crow. So when we start adding, you get a complete difference. Product at the end.
So give us the three of the other, each word. What must think about them?
The explanation of that is that, for example, our deen, our sharia teaches us that when a baby is born, give adhan in the right ear, iqama in the left ear, takbir. If we think according to our thinking, what's the benefit of it? It's just even if he's an Arab baby, but he doesn't know Arabic stuff. He's just still a baby, he doesn't know any language whatsoever. So outwardly, what is the benefit? That our whole deen was taught by Allah Ta'ala, to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even what is sunnah is from Allah Ta'ala's side. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ. Everything, it is from Allah's side, but different categories Allah Ta'ala kept. So Adhan also, which is given, is from the command of Allah Ta'ala. So what is the wisdom of giving that poor child that is just born now? If he's a Gujarati child, Zulu child, what he knows about Arabic? Even if he's an Arab child, he doesn't know. And on that also, another great lesson which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us, that Allah gave us 2 ears and 1 tongue. So be ears, don't be a tongue. In other words, listen. Listen more, talk less. But we talk all the time. And especially if it's a ladies' gathering, all are talking. Nobody is listening. And everyone is forcing to get in. And they all just talking and nobody is listening. And this has happened with men also, all just talking all the time. And the enemy, Shaitan, knows your destruction is in talking. That is why so many hadith, Allah's commands, keep quiet more. Only what is necessary speak. Today they got us to talk free of charge on the phone. You must just talk, talk, talk. That is, they just want us to talk. You destroy yourself in talking to them. Maulana Qamaruzzamal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he said even like a sheikh, a person who's making bayan, he also shouldn't talk all the time. He said if you pull out water from the well all the time, and you pull all the water out, the well will go dry. Leave little water, let it fill up again. And then again you draw water. But when you're just drawing, drawing, drawing all the time, you'll empty it out. So too much of talking they got us involved in. And a person who keeps quiet for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will make the fountains of wisdom to ooze from his bosom. Allah will make him to speak. But if he keeps quiet for the pleasure of Allah, keeping quiet also and for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, this adhan, 2 years our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said Allah gave us, that we must listen more. And a person, as I said, a person who goes to a Shaykh's majlis with ears to hear, not to talk. Some people in front of the Shaykh also, they just talk, talk, talk. And many Mashaykh or Ahlullah or people who have now got closeness to Allah, they prefer to listen. So if you're talking, they just keep quiet. They will allow you. You carry on. And in listening, you benefit. Even if you, Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali said, how much I benefited from people when they spoke. People speak foolish things, but you take a good lesson also. And so you benefit if you listen. So wise people, pious people, if somebody else wants to do the talking, by all means, you carry on. You do the talking. I'll do the listening. So to do the listening is the main thing. That's why Allah gave us 2 ears, and that also ears are zahir. You can see the ears of a person. And your tongue you speak, Allah kept it hidden. You can't see the tongue. So keep your speech hidden. And make your hearing open. That I'm a hearer. Be a hearer, don't be a talker. As far as possible, even if you're a big alim or whoever, the more you will hear, the more you will benefit. But you have to speak. A Nabi can't keep quiet. It's haram for him to keep quiet. He has to give the da'wah. And who is warisul anbiya, ulama, they also, it's faras for them to talk and give the da'wah of deen, etc. But the more benefit is in hearing than in listening, than in talking. So, and a person, a child who is born in an Arab home, he's an Arab, but he doesn't know Arabic. A Gujarati is born in a Gujarati home. He is a Gujarati, but he doesn't know Gujarati. Whatever language is going to be spoken, the child got 2 ears for her, 9 months, 1 year, it's only listening. Then it starts talking that language, and it speaks it correctly without studying grammar. Otherwise, a language which is not your language, and you want to speak it correctly, you have to study grammar. Otherwise, without grammar, like many people make a mistake in for he, they say she. For tomorrow, they say yesterday. Because you know, you're not used to the language. You have to study it and you have to know the grammar properly. That is why if you learn a foreign language, you have to study the grammar. Your own language, you speak it correctly without knowing the grammar also. Today, unfortunately, our mother tongue has become English. Because when we are born, everyone is speaking English, we hear, so we speak English correctly. But when we want to speak our own tongue, Gujarati, we make mistakes. Because we're not hearing Gujarati, it's not being spoken, etc. So a person should hear more. And then what he hears, he will start speaking. And he speaks it correctly also. So our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, a person who stays by his Shaykh hearing, he starts speaking like the Shaykh also. What the Shaykh's language is, what the Shaykh's message is, what the Shaykh's topics are, that the murid you'll see. And then you know this is just many of our friends, people say when they were speaking, we thought you were speaking. Because they picked it up like that. And the others who don't hear and they do their own thing, whether they are sitting also, but they are khichri pakana. In their heart they are busy, their own things. They don't speak what the Shaykh speaks, they speak their own things. So, and a person, one of a kamal of a murid, is that he becomes the lisan, the tongue of the Shaykh. That to be, as the Shaykh spoke, he spoke. What the subject matter of the Shaykh was, that was his subject matter. in doing, there are thousands of more things, many more, many, many more things, examples, many things. But the true murid is who speaks. So that person who listens and fulfills the right of listening, he will speak also then like the Shaykh. So anyway, that was one point Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali taught us. So the dua after adhan teaches us the importance of the adhan. Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati ta'amma. Oh Allah, the Rabb of this complete and perfect da'wah. So adhan is a complete da'wah of Islam. And it's a perfect da'wah of Islam. So it starts off with Allahu Akbar, four times, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. And the greatness of Allah in all four directions, north, east, west, south. And news, what is news? North, east, west and south. All the news of the world. The greatest news of the world is the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. So that is what we... And then, today, science has... In chemistry, they have broken up all elements into many more, different, and it's carrying on all the time. For example, now we hear of potassium, and we hear of nitrogen, or we hear of so many more things. But basically, the four elements, the four chemicals are fire, water, air, and
sand.
These are the four elements. Now from this side, today, chemistry has broken it up into many more. But the four basic elements are these four. So Allah is greater than all four of these elements. Of what everything is made, Allah is more greater. In all four directions, Allah is more greater. And then the real reality is Tawheed. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Tawheed. Oneness of Allah. And Tawheed is not only that we believe in one Allah. That's a starting point. But then in all the qualities of Allah, that Allah is Sami'an, Allah hears. We also hear, but our hearing is so limited. Allah hears the sound of that ant, which is in the middle of a rock, which is walking. What sound? Try and measure it with something, no sound. But Allah hears that also. And not only that one ant, all the ants of the world. Everything, so Allah is Sami'an like that. Basir, to see, we also see, we see in one another, but Allah seeing, nobody sees how Allah sees. Allah sees right in your heart what is in your heart. You can be lying with your wife right against you, but you can't see in her heart. You can't see in her mind what is there, but Allah is seeing everything. So to have yaqeen that every sifat of Allah, it belongs to that level only to Allah. Not even to any Nabi, not to even any angel. They also, Malaika, Kiram and Katibin are writing our actions. But what we're thinking, they don't know. Allah knows what you are thinking. Even the Farishta, the Malaika don't know what is in your heart, what is in your mind. But Allah knows what. And every individual, 6-8 billion people in the world, how many animals, they also got things in their mind. Fish, ants, flies, everyone's Allah knows. And Allah doesn't have to open a file to check up. And Allah doesn't have to click some buttons to get this file open and see here now what Allah knows it all the time. And not only that, since that Allah created the creation, you know, and what's going to happen in the future, so there is nobody. So that iman also is part of Tawheed. And then in the af'al of Allah, that what Allah's actions are doing, that Allah gives rosy, Allah gives shifa. That also Allah alone is the giver of rosy. That not the shop gives rosy, not my job gives rosy. Outward form is that. But your yaqeen must be that it is the hand of Allah Ta'ala. Though we don't see it, but the hand of Allah is behind everything. These are all just puppets. Just dunya system Allah Ta'ala ka. But Allah is not in need for hidayat for a Nabi or for anyone. Allah wants to give hidayat, He gives it. He just puts it in the heart of a person. A person then, how many people change their lives? Modern women, men, young boys. And they just change Allah. When Allah puts that in the heart, you see the person. Now, this person was a different person. Now suddenly he changes and he becomes complete. So Allah is not in need of not the Anbiya, not in need of the Awliya, not in need of the Malaika, for anything, Allah. So that complete tawheed. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. We believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's the Rasul of Allah. He's the last and the final Nabi and Rasul of Allah. His way of life is the only perfect way of life. So in this way, the whole adhan is a great da'wat of Islam. Adhan will be in 5 minutes time. So listen to the adhan and see also. And then it's a duty of the imam and the mutawallis, the ulama of the town, in a nice way, not going to make fitna and going to make a big now, show we know too much and we're going to put the world right or something, but in a nice suitable way, it's our duty to correct this. Subhanallah. سبحان الله وبحمده نشهد ان لا اله الا الله